And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 20 minutes, we'll go over some strategies, some ideas to help you improve your current investments and to enhance your retirement income. Now, topics we've been discussing lately, some defensive funds to hold in times like these that you can add or may have already in your investment lineup, and really just simply to give yourself that knowledge or option to provide proper balance between growth, risk, moderation, and good returns that'll suit your investment goals. As mentioned before, when you invest, think of five-year plans, so you're not too concerned about the past 5 months or the next 5 weeks, the highs or the lows. Be aware, but not concerned. It's the timeline of your money. Not so much your age, but the timeline of the money. The purpose of the funds, meaning is it short-term, withdrawing from right away, going to be regular or lump sums, or growing for now and income later. And is this investment a one-time lump sum amount, such as like selling of a property, a one-time lump sum transfer, such as a RIF, or a LIRA transfer, a company pension, where you can't add any more to this amount? The funds selected for that could differ from the funds you might choose to maybe add to your RSP, which may have a longer timeline to build, and by contributing monthly helps the dollar cost averaging. You don't mind the downturns as much when you're still adding. It's the timeline of the investment. And when you've spoken to your advisor, and hopefully your advisor is the same person you've had the past 5 years, and especially the next 5 and 10 and 15 years going forward, where you can build a business rapport, a trust, and each of you see or understand the original plan and how it takes shape and evolves as your income and needs and life changes. And both you and the advisor share the same goal and benefit from getting you the best reasonable returns, advising you on the good times, and certainly being there on the bad when the markets are down, to advise and even comfort that things will be all right, knowing that each direction the markets go, it's only temporary, and help you decide whether to rebalance your investments or just hold steady. And most rebalancing or fine-tuning adjustments in your portfolio are or should be done in the up times, the profits, reallocating. You've made significant gains in the past 3 years, some straight double-digit returns, perhaps a bit overweighted now in one fund, and moving some of that profit and locking it in. Like we spoke about last summer, locking in some profits. It never hurts. Locking in your money low and long, or selling at a loss, could hurt a lot. So it's not wise to adjust or rebalance too much when your funds are down. You start chasing. Adjust when they're up. Steady when they're down. Just stay the course. For most times, the markets hit upward and to the right. Take the last decade, 2010 to 19. Two of those 10 years, 11 and 18, all the markets were down, much like what we saw so far in 2022. But 2022 has 6 months left to recover. But 2011 and 18, stocks, growth, balance funds, bonds, fixed income, Canada, U.S., global, all down. In 2015, Canada was down. And in 16, the USA and global were down. So out of 10 years, two or three were off. There was a couple flat ones. And 5 or 6 years were exceptionally good ones. So for this decade, 20 and 21, double-digit big bangers. 2022, so far on the downside, but still lots of time to recover. So how many down or exceptional years to follow this decade? Well, we have to stick around to find out. Of the past 22 years, this century, of all the combination of five-year plans, only once, from 2006 to 2011, would your five-year returns be flat or possibly negative. Flash back to the housing crisis of 2008, the financial collapse, the major downslide. That downslide began in late 2007 and carried through all the way to mid-2009, before another small downturn in the market in 2011. So if you just started investing in 2006, that five-year combo to 2011 would have been negative or at least very flat. Any other combo, 02 to 07, 08 to 13, 11 to 16, 16 to 21, despite all of those 5 years not being winners, the five-year span offered quite nice returns if you're in the right funds. Nothing too extreme, just solid funds, good diversification. That's all you really have to do. So knowing that you have to stay invested, and you'll gain the most. And again, I'm going to use the analogy here of the rising tides, the Bay of Fundy, the ebb and flow of the markets. Only with the tides, it follows a distinct pattern. The tide turns about every 13 hours. So right now, a high tide at 10 o'clock in the morning looks like the markets of 2021. Then a few hours later, looks like the water all disappears like the markets in the first half of 2022. And you can walk on the beach all afternoon, far out from the shoreline, but by 11 o'clock tonight, the water will be back over your head. And if you're not paying attention, you miss out. It's been high sailing the past 3 years, high tides in the market. Made some really good time in the boat, and you built up your wealth. But if you panic now, while the tide recedes, if you sell your boat off too cheap, or your funds or your stocks right now in panic, someone will buy that boat when the price is low, and you take a loss. And when the tide returns higher than before, you miss out. Someone's got your boat, and with it, making the profits you could have. So you stay the course. But what if all this tide in and tide out, market up and down business bothers you? It certainly could. And you think, I kind of like it when the markets are up. I'm not so crazy about it when they're down. Is there a way to invest in the markets? For that is where I, as a client, I know I should be, but maybe I'm getting a little bit too old for this up and down stuff. Or the tide may take too long to come back in. I don't have the stomach for it anymore. I don't want to worry about losing all of my money. Well, there is a fund or product, very safe, low risk, and makes gains. We've talked about it in the past. Several of my clients have this, and we're about to talk about it again in more detail. So stay tuned right after this.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So as investors, as advisors, we all like seeing our investments go up, which is about 80% of the time. Now let's face it, no one really likes seeing it go down. There are buying opportunities and there's logical reasons why the markets change value. And sometimes it's emotion and sometimes it's market manipulation. So you know you should be in the markets looking for reasonable growth, but seeing a dip with the fear that, boy, if things keep going lower, if this plane keeps adjusting its flying altitude downward, well, this won't be good. I might like to work on a high-rise building, but the pay is better than the ground floor. But the fear of heights or falling off really concerns me. Emotion, the fear of falling, causes me to maybe make a mistake. But what if there was a guaranteed safety harness? I can't fall, I can't slip, won't go down. Well, my outlook on heights is a lot better. I'm a lot braver now. So take the fund, the Guaranteed Market-Linked Advantage Fund. You can invest for terms of 3, 4, and 5 years, like a GIC. And the principal is 100% fully guaranteed. Not just $100,000 through CDIC, but it could be $200,000, could be $500,000. Whatever the amount, it's fully insured. It's like a GIC that invests in the markets. No downside, either steady or up. So let's pick someone who's 75. Now, you could be 65, you could be 85, you could be 95. The money's all insured. Let's pick a number. Let's go with a 75-year-old lady for now. And maybe sold her house, maybe not, maybe just some investments. The amount could be $1,000, it could be $1,000,000. Either way, she wishes to invest in something real safety. GIC's paying around 2 to 3% right now. That's not bad, but may not be good enough to cover the inflation costs, locking money away for that long. Now, when GICs were paying 3% back in 2018, inflation was less than 2%. So not a bad idea for seniors looking for a safety net, parking some of your money there. So let's say this 75-year-old has $300,000 to invest from the sale of her home. Maybe places $200,000, she'll invest in the open seg funds, the open market, funds like Fidelity, CI, whatever. Some growth, more balance, play it kind of safe. Withdraw as she wishes, whenever she wants, but the money will fluctuate. Now from the $100,000 left over, she wants to play it extra really safe and places that in the Guaranteed Advantage Market Linked Fund. She confirms with her advisor there's no need to withdraw from this $100,000 for at least 3 years, for she has her RIF, maybe CPP, OAS, other investments, and such as this other $200,000 just placed. That'll provide her with adequate income for the years to come ahead, and she has access to it. So she places this $100,000 in either a 3, 4, or 5 year term, most likely split it up, stagger the term so that money, which could be tax-free money, depending on her room, comes due every year starting in year 3. She places $30,000 in year 3 in a 3 year term, $30,000 in a 4, and maybe $40,000 in a 5. The longer the term, the more upside. And a good choice of funds, there's global growth and global opportunity, holding stocks like CN Rail and McDonald's and Manulife and Algonquin Power, global banks, our own CIBC and Scotia and TD, Charles Schwab out of the U.S., consumer staples, Coke and Loblaw, grocery chains that do well during inflation times, and ESG, economical, social, governance, green, solar energy type funds. All passive focus funds, no management fee, holding about 20 stocks or holdings in each fund, it's a buy and hold. It's a Warren Buffett style. In 3 years, it pays no less than what she started with, and up to about 22.5%. So a little over 7% per year it'll pay. So let's do some simple math. Let's say she placed the whole $100,000 in a 3 year term. She will have somewhere in 3 years' time, somewhere between $100,000 to $122,500. No more, no less. If the next 3 years the markets take off, these funds produce a 10% annual return, 30% overall. What would have been $130,000, she'll get $122,500. So there is a limit. What if the markets only make an average of 4%, 12% overall the next 3 years, she'll get that $112,000. But what if the world goes bad? In the next 3 years, financially things are worse, and this $100,000 would have fallen to $90,000 or $80,000. And her neighbors have lost a lot of money. She gets her $100,000 back. No less than what she started with. It's 100% principal protected. And markets have to be pretty bad, worse than any 5 year span in recent history, not to gain something. 85% of the time these funds have hit the max, which is that normal 6 to 7% annually. And these projections are not just numbers they make up, but what a fund professionals feel the market will produce. What if they don't? What if it's just the opposite? It's down. Your amount is set not to fall below what you originally placed. The four-year fund will place make over a little over 8% return, can do so, and the five-year option has a higher upside, and some don't have a cap. So whatever the fund is upside the next 5 years, you get it all. 4%, 8, 10, 15. And if the next 5 years the market crashes and it's all gloom and doom, and others feel like they're sinking, well, your investment boat stays afloat. Full principal protection. And what if this 75-year-old passes away before her 5 years mature? She dies at age 78. Well, her beneficiary, husband or spouse, whatever, money goes to them. Could be a child, children, grandchildren. Being a segregated fund, all bypasses probate. It could be tax-free. It could be an investment. But the beneficiary, let's say it's her 50-year-old daughter, has the option of just getting the principal back. So say this $100,000 on a 5 year term, 3 years in, the markets are down and she's passed away. And this $100,000 has a current value of maybe $90,000. With a 50-year-old daughter, the beneficiary, at midterm would receive $100,000, the original amount, despite whether the current value is up or down. And the daughter will get that money rather quickly, a couple of weeks. Segregated fund, no probate. Or she can wait to the end of the term, another couple of years, and most likely, most probably, that $100,000 is enough time to recover, maybe back up to $125,000 or $130,000, whatever it was fully capable of. Fully principal protection, with upside and no down. It was very quite popular back in 2018 during the last market slide. Clients, mostly seniors, placed $10,000, some placed $100,000, whatever. Money maturing last year, some this year, and most next year. Sort of set aside, kind of forgot about it. Money they didn't need to cash in just yet. But when it is time to cash it in, you take out what you want, some of the profit, some of the original principal, reinvest the rest for another 3 or 5 years, up to age 95 if you want. It could all be, again, tax-free if the numbers fit. Now, the past 2 years, while the COVID markets sort of slid and recovered, the recovery was on, the fund wasn't quite sure where the market was headed, instead of, you know, a hard guarantee. So this fund offered a very low cap, around 2 to 3% annual return. Not a really good option. But this spring, feeling rather certain that the next few years are good growth years. Well, if they're right, you'll do quite well. If they're wrong, you don't lose. Okay, we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So the Guaranteed Market Advantage Fund. So to whom and where would this apply? Well, really anyone looking for extreme safety. I like the growth and upside. I don't like it when the markets are down. Age, probably 65 and up. You'd stake the terms 3, 4, and 5 years, usually. It can't be placed in a RIF because you can't withdraw from it right away until the term expires. So it could be placed in an RSP, someone who maybe is 65 or under. I want security and safety. I don't need to withdraw the money yet. But if you're 71 and above in a RIF, no, this money wouldn't apply for that. But it certainly would apply for your tax-free. And you'd stagger the terms and have tax-free money coming due back to you starting in year 3. Certainly an investment account. Any amount, from $1,000 to $1 million, an investment account, safe and secure. So maybe about 30% overall of your investments. Wouldn't be all of it because it is locked in. You can't get access to all your money. So it's timeline and the term of that. But good place to place, maybe 30% or more, safety. Another feature, maybe place an investment account in your child's name, adult children, or grandchildren. So you want to place, you want to give them some money. That's why they're safe, for them to have the potential upside while you're still around. You can sort of control it. They can't touch it for at least 5 years, but it'll be there. And maybe they're not good with money or they're too young. And if you gave them $10,000 today, it'd be gone tomorrow. This is the way it's locked in for 3 to 5 years. They can't touch it, can't spend it, can't waste it. The in-laws or boyfriends can't touch it either. It could be for a graduation down the road or a future home down payment for them down the road. And you want to make sure the money's still there, plus a little bit more. Or simply, when they're old enough or sensible enough to handle money, they can now have it. $10,000, $100,000, whatever. And when the 5 years are up and they're not quite ready for it yet, lock it in again. It's not some high-risk idea that, you know, thanks, Mom, that money you left for me, that stock is now worthless. No. This is an upside. Has a safety net guaranteed to mature at no less than what you put in, and most likely, most probable, a fair bit higher when its time is due. The Guaranteed Market Advantage Fund. So we thank you for listening in this morning. We trust you learned something, something that can increase your knowledge, and with that, increases your investments and enhances your retirement income. This show will be on my website soon. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. You can call 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until then, stay safe and stay invested.